What if the secret to unshakable joy came from two men who've lost nearly everything? One spent over half a century exiled from his homeland. The other fought a brutal regime that stripped away his people's dignity. Yet when the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu meet, their laughter echoes through the mountains, not despite their suffering, but somehow because of it. Their week-long conversation in the foothills of the Himalayas wasn't about escaping pain or finding happiness in perfect circumstances. It was about something far more profound, discovering joy as a way of being that survives even when everything else falls apart. This isn't wishful thinking or spiritual bypassing. It's a practical roadmap backed by neuroscience, tested in the crucible of real suffering, and available to anyone willing to shift how they see the world. Picture the small plane descending toward Dharamsala, carrying an 84-year-old archbishop whose body was weakened by cancer treatment, but whose spirit remained unbreakable. On the tarmac, the Dalai Lama waited with a yellow umbrella, an honor he extends to almost no one. When they embraced, these two men erupted into belly laughs that seemed to contain lifetimes of both sorrow and celebration. Their friendship defies logic. A Buddhist monk who fled Tibet as Chinese tanks rolled through Lhasa, a Christian archbishop who stared down apartheid's brutality. They'd met only a handful of times, yet their connection transcended brief encounters. "Your Holiness, do you recognize me? I'm much younger," the archbishop teased. The Dalai Lama's distinctive, infectious laughter filled the airport lounge. Mortality wasn't abstract. It was the cancer medication, the decades of exile, the weight of years. Yet this knowledge sharpened their focus. How do you find lasting joy when life guarantees suffering? As the archbishop explained, joy is much bigger than happiness. While happiness depends on external circumstances, joy does not. This distinction became their North Star, joy as an enduring state that transcends life's inevitable ups and downs. The Dalai Lama cupped his hands into a small circle. "When I look only at that, then I worry." 56 years removed from his homeland, he maintains joy by widening his perspective. When he views his suffering alongside millions of others, his pain transforms into connection and purpose. An ancient teacher taught him, "If there's no way to overcome the tragedy, then there is no use worrying too much." This isn't resignation, it's wisdom. He found unexpected gifts in exile, meeting diverse spiritual practitioners and scientists, reframing catastrophic loss into opportunity. The archbishop added, "The question is not, how do I escape? It is, how can I use this as something positive?" During a medical emergency, the Dalai Lama noticed a poor, ailing man in the hospital. His own gallbladder pain diminished as he connected with another's suffering. They call this wise selfishness, caring for others as the path to joy. Buddhist teaching shows that self-absorption creates suffering, while joy is our essential nature. Modern science confirms this. People who frequently use I and me show higher rates of heart attacks and depression than those who use we and us. When asked if he'd renounced pleasure as a monk, the Dalai Lama surprised many. He loves food, but eats without attachment, mindfully consuming for nourishment rather than greed. This reveals two fundamentally different types of happiness. The first comes from sensory pleasures, delicious food, physical comfort, entertainment. The second emerges from mental and spiritual practices centered on love, compassion, and generosity. The difference? That deeper joy sustains itself far longer. "Even 10 minutes of meditating on compassion will affect your whole day," the Dalai Lama explains. Science calls this the hedonic treadmill. We quickly adapt to sensory pleasures, requiring ever-increasing stimulation. But neuroimaging studies show that compassion creates sustained activation in the brain's reward centers. Archbishop Tutu introduced Ubuntu. A person is a person through other persons. We're fundamentally interconnected, our well-being inseparable from others. When we heal our suffering by turning toward others' pain with compassion, we generate joy that flows outward. You become a reservoir of joy, an oasis of peace, a pool of serenity that can ripple out to all those around you. Joy requires navigating real obstacles. The Dalai Lama explains that many fears are mental projections. When facing criticism, he examines circumstances. This person is not your enemy from birth. Certain circumstances cause the person to be negative toward you. Understanding hostile critics' backgrounds transforms antagonism into empathy. For unavoidable frustrations, canceled flights, traffic jams, he uses delays as meditation opportunities. The Archbishop adds that patience develops like exercising muscles. Facing apartheid taught him that life is a veil of growth and development, where challenges help us learn. You are a masterpiece in the making. Research confirms that our response to stress matters more than the stress itself. Developing stress resilience, transforming threat stress into challenge stress, enhances longevity by reframing fight-or-flight responses as preparation to rise to challenges. The Dalai Lama reveals the antidote. When I meet someone, I always try to relate to the person on the basic human level. Seeing himself as just another fellow human connects him with 7 billion others. Joy comes through connection, while sorrow comes through separation. When we see others as part of us, there's no challenge we cannot face together. The week culminated at the Tibetan Children's Village for the Dalai Lama's birthday. Many children had traveled weeks over snow-covered passes, sent by parents seeking education in Tibetan language and culture, suppressed in their homeland. Three students shared emotional stories of separation, yet expressed gratitude for their community. The celebration peaked with children singing, "If You're Happy and You Know It" in Tibetan, followed by "We Are the World." The Archbishop danced his signature elbow-waving boogie and encouraged the Dalai Lama to join, breaking his monastic vows against dancing for the first time. Together they swayed, celebrating the true joy of friendship. On their final morning, the Dalai Lama said, "I think, at time of my death, I will remember you." The Archbishop could only respond with quiet thanks. The Dalai Lama added that their special connection would carry across lifetimes, though he joked that, as a good Christian, the Archbishop would reach heaven first and might help him gain entry. Their final moments displayed their profound bond, the Dalai Lama rubbing the Archbishop's hand tenderly through the car window, palms pressed together as the motorcade departed. The Archbishop looked back with one last smile at his improbable and invaluable friend. The true secret to joy? The more we turn away from our self-regard to wipe the tears from the eyes of another, the more, incredibly, we are able to bear, to heal, and to transcend our own suffering. In a world promising happiness through achievement and consumption, these spiritual giants offer a different path. Joy isn't found in perfect circumstances, but cultivated through perspective, humility, humor, acceptance, forgiveness, gratitude, compassion, and generosity. Their friendship demonstrates that joy survives, even thrives, when everything else falls apart. The question isn't whether you'll face suffering, you will. The question is whether you'll let that suffering isolate you or connect you to the shared human experience. Choose connection. Choose compassion. Choose joy. Not someday when circumstances align, but right now, in this imperfect, beautiful, heartbreaking moment.